In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the third Sunday of Lent. It is the Sunday in which we venerate, not exalt, but venerate the Holy Cross. And the Church deliberately puts the cross at the exact midpoint of Great and Holy Lent to remind us not only of where we are headed together with our journey as we approach the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord, but to remind us as well that we should be on a Lenten journey ourselves with regard to our fasting, with regard to our prayer, with regard to our church attendance, with regard to our repentance, with regard to the things in our life that we know we need to address. And quite appropriately, the appointed gospel reading has the very famous line, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And there are many ways to apply these words. Obviously, for those of us who are engaged in the struggle of Great Lent, the goal for us is to take up our cross, to deny ourselves. We deny ourselves by fasting. We deny ourselves by coming to church during the week. Yes, of course. And in a sense, that is a cross. And then to follow the Lord. That is why those words are in there. Obviously, today, as much or more so than any other time in the world, I would say as much, there have been worse persecutions, but Christianity is being persecuted globally. And so these words have a very profound meaning for those Christians suffering persecution, because they are literally being called to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Jesus. At the midpoint between taking these words as a guide for how to live Great Lent, and also taking these words quite literally for those who face literal martyrdom, there is a place that some of us, all of us, I would say, quite frankly, need to think about. And that midpoint with these words, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, has to do with the way that we respond to adversity in life, to illness, to waking up one day and finding out that our life isn't perfect, etc. And let me illustrate in a couple of ways after I explain this a bit more. Okay, so it says, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. But you know, sometimes when we face adversity, instead of denying ourselves, we make it all about ourselves, right? We go, oh, poor me. Why me? Why did this happen to me? I don't deserve it. We make it all about me. We don't deny ourselves. And then sometimes we actually ignore the fact that we have a problem. And so whether it's a physical problem we're ignoring or any other problem in our lives, the revelation that many adults have when they wake up and they find out that they grew up in a home that may have not even been the healthiest. And instead of saying, yeah, there was something wrong there, I need to look at it, they just say, no, it's okay. I'm just going to keep moving forward. And so they live in a state of denial, and they never get a chance to fix what's been going on in their lives. And then when it comes to following Jesus, the same thing happens, is that then we don't really turn everything over to him. We don't ask him to help us. We don't ask him to help us. And if we do, we do it as an afterthought. And then we wonder why things aren't going so well. Same thing happens when we find out about an illness. The first thing is, again, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? And sometimes we have an illness that's not life-threatening, but certainly is a life-changing illness. We say, oh, bikirotara, could be worse. There are people worse off than I. But really the fact is that if you're hurting, you're hurting. Any kind of illness, and it needs to be acknowledged. And then when we encounter an illness, the very first thing that we should do is to pray and begin praying and ask for the church to pray for us. This is how we respond to crisis as Christians. We deny our ego and we stop saying, why me? And we say, well, I don't know. I don't know why this is happening, but God hasn't let me down so far. He's going to take care of me from this point forward. And we certainly don't deny the reality of our situation. In fact, it's best to embrace it and to own up to it. Somebody was telling me, I'm not sure if this is a true story or not, but they were saying that the Russian special forces, when they train to resist torture, they don't train to resist pain. They teach themselves how to amplify their pain so they can pass out quickly. That's the opposite of denial. And then certainly when we face adversity, our absolute first and last calling is to pray to the Lord for His help and His guidance. And I think this explains why so often in life, you know, we struggle to live as Christians, and yet we find ourselves falling short of things. Why? Because when we look at what's going on in our lives, whether it's a physical ailment or anything else, we blame other people. It's always their fault. Why did these circumstances have to happen to me? And we deny the fact that we are living in hardship. We deny the struggles of our lives instead of really, really embracing them and facing them head on. Monthly in my office, so I'm not picking at anyone, monthly I will meet with somebody who is the grown child of an adult alcoholic, and we talk about all of the ramifications of that when it finally dawns on them what it meant to grow up in a household like that. And we are miserable in life also because why? Because when we start to understand that our lives aren't perfect, when we face illness, when we face hardship, the last thing that we do is get on our knees and ask for the Lord's help. And so we're doing all of the things that the Lord tells us not to do. And so that's why it's so beautiful for us to be able to take a Sunday and parade the cross, process the cross through the church and look at the cross. And yes, of course, take stock of where we are on the great Lenten journey. And yes, please do pray for all of the martyrs throughout the world, because there are people probably being killed for the faith right now as we gather here today in this church. But for those of us living our present existence right here in 21st century San Francisco, engaged in Great Lent but knowing there's more to that, not facing literal martyrdom, look at that cross, please. And consider how it is that God has called us to face the challenges of life. He lays it out for us very explicitly in His own words in this morning's gospel reading. If we want to live our Christianity fully, if we want to come after Jesus, then we should deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him.